Praise God. God is a good God. Amen. You know, it's the last Sunday of 2020. And some of you may or may not have noticed, but if you go back in your calendar, normally the last Sunday of the year, or the first Sunday of the year, depending on how the calendar falls, I'm ministering Sunday morning, mainly because it's my parents' anniversary right at the end of the year. And so they usually take off, and sometimes the calendar falls in a situation where I'm actually preach the first Sunday of the year. But I mean, I was here last year, and I gave you some guidelines to follow. And I just want to tell you, I had my best year ever. You know, and last year for me was exactly what I said. It was about refocusing, you know, and refocusing and focusing on things that want to accomplish. And it's been a great year. And all through the year, if you've asked me how your year's going, I've been telling everybody it's my best year ever. And I will say that there were some days that maybe was a faith statement. You know, but that's the thing is, you know, we here should understand faith more than anything else. We have what we say we have. We can do what we say we can do. The Bible says that I believe and that settles it. You know, and the thing is that we, even as Christians, have let circumstances change how we are when we should be letting the Bible and the Word change who we are and what we do. And a lot of people had a really crummy year. I just want to let you know. A lot of people, I mean, their year was terrible. And you know what? But here's the thing is that I've asked a lot of people all through the year, you know, just because I'm kind of mischievous, actually, is really more than anything else. I ask them, how's your year going? Oh, man, it's been terrible. You know, and I'm thinking, actually, not everybody. Some people I just like smile and you know, say, well, it'll get better. But the people I really know, I'm like, that's a great faith statement. Keep it up, man. Your year's going to keep getting crummier and crummier. I mean, it is. I mean, you know, I mean, sad but true. You know, there's not one day this year that I didn't wake up and say 2020 is my best year ever. Not one day. Not one day. And I told you that at the end of 2019. I said it's going to be my best year ever, and I've said it every day that I woke up, even before the pandemic, during the pandemic. I guess it's still during the pandemic. I don't know. I'm just tired of the pandemic. I'm tired of everything. You know, not tired of you guys, okay? Just want to let you know. But, you know, it's coming up to a new year, though. Now, you know, normally most of us have our yearly doctor checkup, and he basically tells you the same thing he told you last year. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to have our yearly checkup. All right. I don't want to talk about your year because maybe your year was crummy. And here's the thing. I was actually, in my own mind, I was thinking, okay, I asked all these people that are supposed to be full of faith and full of wisdom and about their year, and they're all complaining about their year. What about the people who don't really know Jesus? I mean, how tough is their year going to be, or how tough has it been? You know, I mean, they don't even know what a lot of people who I've asked know. I mean, you know, I mean, you imagine getting through the year without knowing Christ, without knowing who we are in Christ, without knowing the promises that are in the Word. I mean, you know, you think your year was bad. You know, and that's why people are hurting. But I want to talk about my year. All right? My year was a good year, like I told you. I've told you before. I even got a new set of Goodyear tires this year just to celebrate. Actually, they were Goodyear run flat, so that way, even if I get a flat tire, I'm still okay. You know, I can't keep driving it forever. I just want to let you know it only goes for like 50 more miles, but, you know, enough to get it fixed. All right? I can get off the highway at least. You know, so that's a good year. We celebrated with new tires. That was a good year. But now, you know, just to talk about my year, you know, just because it's easier to talk about myself than to talk about you. I mean, some things have been obvious. I'm probably 50 pounds lighter than I was last year at this time. And so the smallest I think I've been in a decade. That's I'm not small, folks, but my goal is to lose 50 more. And it's mainly done by people. I say, well, what have you been done, Craig? They'll say, well, you know, I started the pray it away diet and it didn't work. I actually lost some weight and then gained it back. And then I went and saw a nutritionist and I'm on a plan and I'm, doing good. Eating different. I actually eat broccoli and like it. Yesterday I had two different meals with Brussels sprouts. I don't think I've ever ate a Brussels sprout until 2020. Just being honest. I actually like Brussels sprouts. They smell really bad though when you're cooking them. Has anyone ever smelled your kitchen, at least especially after Brussels sprouts? It's not really pleasant. But they taste good. So, just making the right, better choices. I really have it. I'm gonna up my exercise game here at the beginning of the year. But I haven't been exercising as much as I would like to because it's been pretty hectic holiday season. But I'm excited. I actually had one. Ever heard one of those things where they say, well, this person has the body of of this or whatever, 70-year-old or whatever. So my nutritionist wanted me to do one of these body tests to see how old my body was. I'm thinking, oh man, what's going to happen? And so now I will say I didn't have this body test until about a month and a half into my new regimen. And I found out now chronologically, I'm actually almost exactly 51.5 because my half birthday comes up next month. If you want to celebrate with me, it's January 22nd. And so I turned 51 and a half. I actually have some people, I have one person that always gives me half birthday presents. And actually last year he gave me quarterly birthday presents, and you can do that too if you would like to. No, actually, I'll tell you the real truth. He gave me a half birthday present, and he said God blessed him a whole lot. So he goes, well, what did I do different? Well, I gave Craig a half birthday present, so he gave me a quarterly one. So that's pretty cool. You go there and do likewise, the Bible says. No, I'm giving you a hard time. So, but according to my test, I have the body of a 50.8-year-old man. So I actually am younger than my body. Or my body's younger than me, or whatever. I guess that's what the... So that's pretty cool. I was pretty excited about that because I was thinking it was going to be like 70. So, 60. So anyway, but my nutritionist says, well, maybe by next year we can have that down, cut that down 2 more years. So I'm feeling really good. I got a new shirt for Christmas. And it's good because my other shirts were falling off. And so, this one's not as, it's a little bit tighter, but it fits better. So my year was good. Financially, good year. God bless me. Health-wise, I'm doing really good. Kids are doing good. Family's healthy. I mean, what more? I mean, the fact that you're here, that's good. The fact that you woke up, you got in the car, or you rode your bike, or walked, or whatever, because some of you live across the street, you're going to walk. But you're here. So that's a plus. That's a plus. And I get it. 2020 has been a challenging year for a lot of people. And I know some people people back in July, I just can't wait for this year to get over. The thing about it is when you're trying to wait for some year to get over, that means that you threw away half the year looking forward to the next year. we got like, what, 4 days left? I mean, you know, maybe next 4 days, I mean, something incredible could happen. So this year is not quite over yet. All right? But I do want to talk about your next year, because you know what? If you don't change, your next year is just going to be just as crummy as this year is. And the next year after that is going to be just as crummy as that year, because what happens is your year is what you make of it. I made some conscious decisions, and not only that, I made conscious decisions to other things. One thing that I do, and I did, and actually thought about it actually last year, but we released our national podcast. I'm not sure how many listen to our podcast so far. I'm putting new programs out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. This next Tuesday, we have Vidar Lagarde from Ray McKinney is going to be there. And on Thursday, we have a New Year's Eve special. And then next week, first week of the year, on Tuesday and Thursday, we're going to talk to my mom, and she has some guidance for your year. So we're really excited about that, excited about what God's doing. Found out I'm real popular in India. Didn't know that. What happened is that there's this program that I can release a podcast on says, hey, would you like to release the podcast to this thing? It's G-A-A-N-A. I guess it's Ghana. And it says it's the most popular streaming site in India. I'm like, sure, man, let's put our podcast there. I did that like a week ago. And so then I had like 25 people had listened to it, and you know, the first week, and thought that was really good. Actually, look, India became my second most popular country. I'm thinking, well, that's pretty good. Well, then lo and behold, come this week, I mean, like, I think on Christmas Day, we had 100 people in India that had listened to the podcast. Today we, before church, it was 222, and right down there was 227 people in it. People in India are going crazy over the podcast. I have no clue. Maybe they think I'm funny in India. I don't know. But the thing is, I haven't even advertised really in India. I mean, we've advertised more unless they're on Facebook. And I don't really think I have a lot of folks from India on my Facebook thing. But hey, it's my number two country. Anyone want to know what number three is? Well, of course, it's the most popular country of Belgium. I have no clue why I'm popular in Belgium either. So, of course, the number one city is Tulsa. Number two is Dallas-Fort Worth. And number three is Washington, D.C. I'm not sure. They don't even know they have a football team name, but for some reason they're listening to the podcast. But I'm excited. I'm excited about 2021. I'm excited about my future. I'm excited about your future. And one of my goals and one of my visions, too, is not only to help me achieve my goals and visions, but to help certain people to achieve their goals and visions. To help them, you know, that's what we try to do, is help people, help them achieve their goals, because it's better as a team. You know, and a lot of people are selfish, but it's not about being selfish. It's about helping somebody else, you know, get what they desire. Now, I'm going to read you a scripture that I started off with last year, because it works. I actually normally read this scripture almost every year. And really, what I have been doing myself is what I'm doing right here, is I have been talking about or thinking about my year and kind of reflecting on my year. And I do this at the end of every year. And, I don't do New Year's resolutions because New Year's resolutions always end about 2 weeks into the new year. You need, if you want to have a resolution, make it a life resolution, not a year resolution. Decide that you're going to make something that is going to change your life, because you realize that choices you make today will affect your tomorrow. In a good way or a bad way, the choices you make today will affect your tomorrow. You know, if I make a choice to eat certain things today, tomorrow, it will affect me. And maybe you don't notice it, but you know what? 5 months later, when your clothes don't fit, you notice it. All right, but I'm going to go to Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, New Living Translation. This is Paul talking to the church of Philippi. He says this, "No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it." I mean, he says, you know what? I haven't got there yet. None of us have got there yet. I mean, our ultimate goal is to make it to heaven, and I'm not ready to go there yet anyway. All right, we haven't achieved everything. I don't know everything. I'm not a know-it-all. I do have God and I have Google, so I do know a lot, but I don't know everything. All right, but it goes on to say, but I focus. See, that's the thing, the key word talked about last year. I focus on this one thing. See, we have to focus on something. If you're not focused on something, then it means you're focused on nothing. And if you're focused on nothing, you're not going to achieve anything because that's what you're really focused on. You know, they tell you, I played a lot of different sports, but one of the things I played quite significantly was football. I actually was not a lineman, okay? Most people think, oh, you had to be in the line, right? I mean, you look at you, you're a perfect lineman. No, I was really skinny. I was a wide receiver slash, defensive back, always second string running back. That means I would get in sometimes. But the one thing that I always talk about, you know, once we catch the ball or once we, once we get the ball. Now, another thing I did was I did run back punts. All right. Now, you had to catch. First of all, the first thing you got to do is make sure you catch the ball, because if you don't, it's not really good. You know, so you got to focus in on firstly. See, you have to do things one thing at a time. You first catch the ball, and then you start running. But they always say focus in on the goal line, because a lot of people, you see, they run this way and that way, and they're making no headway. Now, you know, we can see that on a football field, but some of you, that's what you do all year long. This way, that way, this way, this way a little bit, and then back this way, and back this way, and you know, you're not getting anywhere. You're doing a lot of running, but you're not moving toward the goalposts. The whole point is to move forward. Focus in on the goal line. What is the goal line? Well, Paul says this, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. So the first thing we have to do is forget the past. Whatever happened this year, I don't care about Dr. Fauci, Dr. Doolittle, Dr. this, Dr. that. I don't care what anybody else says. I don't care about what all the media tries to tell you. You're going to have to decide that 2020's gone, and we're going to focus on 2021. We're going to put whatever happened behind, positive things, negative things, because you realize that you can never move forward looking backwards. If you look backwards and try to walk forwards, eventually you're going to run into something. I watched a guy hit a fire hydrant that way. Unfortunately for a guy, it hit him about waist high and was not really good. And so, because he was looking backwards, talking to somebody, and walking forward, and he hit a fire hydrant, and it didn't, I mean, he didn't get really hurt, but it hurt his pride more than it hurt anything else. Well, maybe hurt him, he was okay. All right, didn't have to go to the hospital or anything. But looking backwards is never good, you know. It is what it is. Whatever happened, happened. You know, you can't change the past. Now, how many times would you like to change the past, but you can't change the past? You know, it's like sometimes when you say those things you shouldn't have said, and you can't pull them back. You know, you can say, I'm sorry, but I'm sorry sometimes doesn't sound like it fixes everything. But you can't fix everything. But what you can do is move into the new year. You know, I actually talk about this on my podcast. I never thought about it before, but I thought about it the other day when I was recording the podcast. You know, think about this. How many of you actually went to school? How many of you actually? I'm hoping 100%, you know, raise your hands. If, you know, but I'm sure most of you went to school, all right? And most of you probably started your and this is kind of, you know, it is interesting because a lot of times I would think about my year, especially when I was going to school, as the school year. You know, September, or we actually started in August and some of the things. And so the school year was always my year. Now, so every time, my first day of class, I would always have a new notebook. And whenever I opened it up, there was nothing written in my notebook. I didn't actually take notes before class. I don't know. Some of you, maybe you're weird and you're like, okay, I'm going to actually have my own notes before I show up to class. You know, I didn't. So the first day I would show up, I would open my notebook, and all I would see was just those blue lines, you know, on a piece of paper. That's all that was there. And anything that went in that notebook, I had to write it. You know, and every year, when the beginning of the year, I always had this a clean page. Now, you know, as you get older and things start, you know, like especially when you go to college, you have a different semester. The next semester, I would come out with another clean page. Well, guess what? In a few days, you're going to have a clean page. Nothing written on it. Nothing. You have a chance to direct what's going to happen all year long. It depends on what you put on that page. What you decide is should be on that page and not be on that page. But you know what? It says looking forward to what lies ahead. Well, I'm looking forward to what lies ahead next year. But I'm looking actually beyond that to what lies ahead the next year and the next year and the next year. Because I know that God has great plans for myself and for this ministry and for you. And I'm looking forward to what lies ahead. It says I press on to reach the end of the race. And to receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Jesus Christ, is calling us. You know, I'm excited about reaching the end. And, you know, actually, we all should be working on doing one thing and one thing only. Winning as many people to the kingdom of God as humanly possible. Because ultimately, the goal is to take as many people with us when we go to heaven. You know, and if you go to heaven before they go to heaven, the goal is to get more people. Because, you know, if you can just tell one person and they can tell somebody and they can tell somebody. I've talked about this over and over again. I actually want everyone here to have a goal to bring one person to church that doesn't go to church anywhere else. All right. I don't want to transplant someone from you know, well, I go to this church. We'll stay in that church. Okay. But now there might be people that say, oh, I used to go to this church. I actually talked to somebody the other day, and they were, which is good. They were thinking, he said, I'm thinking about coming to your church. We really haven't had a church home since 2016. 2016, that's a long time. The Bible says not to forsake assembling yourself together. 2016 is a long time. Maybe you should find a church home. Well, so if we would all get one person to find a new church home, we would fill this building. And that's one of my ultimate goals, to fill the building. It's been a goal of mine since I was like 15. Or maybe this building wasn't built when I was 15. But anyway, I want to see this building full. Not because we want to have numbers, because I want to see people's lives changed. You know, and now, I know that it's not politically correct to fill the building right now, but I don't care. My goal in 2021 is not to be politically correct. My goal is to be normal. I want to be a normal person, to live a normal life, to prosper and be in health, and worship God the way I please, when I please, to go eat when I please, to go shop when I please, to be more pleasing. I mean, I want to be happy. I am happy, but I don't want to be restricted. All right? And I don't need someone telling me it's going to be to 2022, so let's just skip over 2021. I mean, some people are already skipping over 2021. They're like, it's going to be another crummy year. You know, well, it's not my year. Not my year. You know, my year. So What word do you have for 2021? Because everybody always gets a word, right? I mean, that's really important because you realize my word doesn't really matter because my word's not going to be your word unless you get into the word and make my word your word for yourself. Here's what I'm going to tell you. My word is my word. You can make it your word too. Because, you know, everybody, I mean, I know people that only stay up till midnight on January, on the last day of the year, just to hear what Brother So-and-so said at their church service about the new year, because they want to have a word. Everybody wants a word from the Lord. Do you realize if you'll read the words that you already have from the Lord, you probably won't even need a word from the Lord? We have the written word. And the written word tells us a lot of things. Number one, the written word tells us to focus on the future. You know, to reach toward the goal. So, but I'm going to tell you my word. It doesn't rhyme with 2021. I guess, you know, 2021 is going to be fun. I don't know what rhymes 2021. You know, I realize politically it should rhyme with 2021 if I'm going to be a really good preacher. I would come up with some kind of rhyme because it would sound better. Oh, but something else, most importantly about 2020, but what I have been told a lot, is I up my shoe game, okay? Up my shoe game. People actually are like, I have people come and say, man, I wish I had your shoes. I'm thinking, really? And so, used to people gripe me, talking about I had ugly shoes and things like that. So I up my shoe game. I didn't really know, just take some money. but and knowing what shoes to buy, so I guess I'm hip. But these are comfortable, so that's all really what matters to me. So here's my word. All right, this is, and I've already told you the word if you listen to me, I think it was the men's conference. This is what the Lord told me. I'm not saying he's telling you anything. Because see, sometimes, like I said, this is what he told me. This is for my world and my life. 2021 is going to be awesome. All right? Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to confess that every day. I've been confessing it. You know, since I got that word, from that day, I've been saying, 2020 was my best year ever, and 2021 is going to be awesome. And I've confessed that every day since I've got that word. And I'm going to confess that every day this year, and I'm going to say it probably three or four times. I mean, I say it every time I think about it. And you know what? When I say it even the most is when something comes across my day that is not so awesome, that is not joyful and triumphant, that doesn't make me happy. You know, some kind of news or some kind of bill or whatever. I looked at it and said, last year I was saying 2020 is my best year ever. So 2021 is going to be awesome. So in order to figure out awesome, we have to figure out what awesome is, because if you know, you hear the word. According to the meaning of awesome in English, is extremely impressive or daunting, inspiring, awe. All right, I don't know how much that really tells you. So I want to look at some synonyms. I mean, give me some words that are kind of like awesome so I can understand. First word, breathtaking. Second word, amazing, stunning, astounding, astonishing, awe-inspiring, stupendous, staggering, extraordinary, incredible, unbelievable, magnificent, wonderful, spectacular, remarkable, phenomenal, miraculous, sublime, and then it goes on and on. Oh, informal is mind-boggling, mind-blowing, out of this world. Super califragilistic expialidocious. And everyone's favorite, amazeballs. Whatever that means. You know, that's what my year is going to be like. Now, I'm not saying your year is going to be like that. But you're going to have to decide, do you want your year to be like that? Or do you not want your year to be like that? You know, I think most of us would like to have a magnificent year. You know, now, in order to have a magnificent year, sometimes we have to do things. We have to refocus on what we need to accomplish. So I'm going to read some same scripture I read to you last year at this time. Habakkuk, Old Testament. Many of you probably have never read Habakkuk except for last year whenever we turned there. Habakkuk 2, 2 and 3 says, "Then the Lord answered me and says, write the vision and make it plain on tablets." Now, you know what? If you don't write a vision down, you're not going to move toward a vision. You can't move toward something you can't see. Now, when I'm talking about vision, some visions that you write down will be for your year, and some will be for down the road. I said last year that an individual had said that you should write down 300 things that you want to accomplish, and you'll be surprised at the end of 1 year how many of those 300 things you accomplish. I did not write down 300 things. I want to let you know that. Somebody did because they told me in January. I've written down my 300 things. That person's focused. I didn't write down 300 things. I did write down quite a few things. I've accomplished quite a few of them. One of them was to lose weight. All right, which that's everybody's, you know, thing. But I mean, you know, that was a focus. See, it's one thing to put a what you want to do. It's another thing to focus on what you're going to do. And so you have to, in order to have a goal, you got to put a vision down. You have to see something in order to achieve it. A lot of people are trying to achieve something they can't see. And it's really hard to look at a thing. Now, you know, you realize that most businesses, they have a forecast, you know, we're going to hit this quarter, or we're going to hit this by the end of the year. Anyone ever watch Shark Tank? Do you realize that everybody on Shark Tank that makes a pitch, you know, always say what they're projected to do that year? It's always bigger than the year before. See, they're projecting what they're doing. They're focusing on reaching that. Now, a lot of times, those sharks, they ask, well, what are you going to do to reach that? How are you going to increase, like, double your business or do this? And so then they have to tell them how they're going to do it. All right? And so in order to do it, first of all, we have to have a goal. We have to have a vision. And so we need to write that thing down and focus on it. And, you know, don't write a vision down and put it in a notebook and never look at it again, because that's not really a vision. I know people that carry a notebook with them every day, and every day they're writing down goals and visions, and they look at it every day. I don't do that. I have an iPad. I don't carry a notebook, but I know people that manually carry, you know, I'm a little more digital than that, all right? Anyway, it goes on to say, write the vision and make it plain, that he may run who reads it, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come to pass. It will not tarry. If you'll write those visions down, they will come to pass. But the first thing you have to do is write it down. Now, we talked about this last year, and some of you did it, most of you didn't. You know, but see, a lot of people have been focused, and we talked about 2020 as a year of focus. They've been focusing on the wrong thing. They didn't start out focusing on the wrong thing. They were focusing on, man, you know, momentum, we're going to do this, it's going to be great in 2020, and all of a sudden, boom, boom, boom. Then the news came out, some virus, and then, okay, that's in China, no big deal. We'll pray for those people over there. The next thing you know, it hits, and okay, there's three people that have the virus in the United States, no big deal. Next thing you know, that we're shutting down everything known to man for 15 days, you know, give or take months. You know, next thing you know, everybody's focus switched to goals and visions to surviving the virus. Some people's business went to keeping their company afloat. You know, their goals, you know, they swapped. My vision and goal is to do what God wants me to do and have success along the way. You know, Jesus said he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. You know what? I want to focus in on not just a good life, but an abundant life, a happy life. I'm excited about 2021. I'm excited about a magnificent, incredible, awe-inspiring year. I mean, that actually is pretty cool. I mean, how would you like to show up next year and be jumping up and down because your year was so good? Well, you can, but that's your choice. And here's the thing. I'm going to tell you that whatever happens, you know, I don't know what new pandemic might come. I don't even know who might be president. I don't know if your voting system works. I don't know anything, but I do know who my God is. I don't know your taxes might be more next year. I've told everybody, well, if my taxes go up, then God will give me more to pay the taxes. It is what it is. I know that I'm going to come next year at the same time. I'm sure I'll be preaching. You can write it down on your schedule. And we're going to have another checkup. A lot of people are going to be here with their faces like, another year, nothing happened. And some of you are going to be real excited. Because I'm not going to let anybody determine my year except for me and God. Me and God, we're going to determine our year. We're going to focus on the future. Next thing I want to read is Psalm 37, 4 and 5. New King James says this, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He says he's going to give me desires of my heart. Well, what do I desire? What do I want to achieve? What do I want to see? And it says, you know, it doesn't say I'm going to bring it to pass. Not anywhere it says he's going to bring it to pass. How is he going to bring it to pass? Because I'm going to put my trust in him. I'm going to put my faith in him. You know, my scripture I live my life by is Mark 11, 22. Have faith in God. And that's what I do every day. I have faith in God. Now, here's what I found out. It's a whole lot easier to have faith when you're not sick, when you're not hurting, when you're not broke, than it is to have faith when you're sick, hurting, and broke. I found out, man, if you wait till you get in the hospital before you start believing God for healing, it's harder. If you wait till you have a full-blown flu, they actually have the flu. People do get the flu. You know, 102 degrees, you know, coughing, you know, whatever. And that's what people always wait. I don't wait. I confess every day. I thank God for my health. I thank God that I'm well. I claim the 91st Psalm over me every day. I have for many, many years since my mom taught me that a long time ago. You know, and it talks about plagues back there. And a plague is a virus that no plague shall come nigh my dwelling place, according to the King James. It shouldn't come, can't come near me. Can't touch this. Dun-dun-dun-dun. For you MC Hammer fans. All right. I mean, you know, I believe it. That's what the Word of God says. The Word of God, because people say, well, Craig, you know, do you really believe that? Of course I do. It's in the Word. Well, people getting sick. I get it. The Bible says that no plague shall come nigh my dwelling place or near my home. Yeah, but people are getting sick. I don't care. I mean, I do care. I care that people get. I mean, I care about people. But it's about. I can't protect everybody. I can claim the word for myself and my family, but not for you and your family. You can claim it for you and your family. It's up to you. Yeah, but people are getting sick. I get it. People are dying. I get it. You know what the 91st Psalm also says? It says 1,000 shall die. You might die at one side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Hallelujah. Because see, everything that I do, I was, you know, I guess because I'm related to my grandfather, it's always what does the word say? It's not what does the doctor say, not what does the TV say, not what anybody else says, not what the president says, it's what does the word say. I don't know how many times I've heard him. He says, I'm a stickler for the word. God says it, I believe it, and that settles it for me. So it's what the word says. And the word says I can have an awesome year. The word says I can have desires in my heart. The word says to write the vision down, and we'll achieve that together. You see, it's not just about me. It's about me and God achieving the vision together that we put forth. And he'll bring other people across your path to help you achieve the vision that God has for you. Because God has a plan and a purpose for your life. And he wants you to fulfill that plan and that purpose and that destiny. I pray for it every time that I preach that you'll fulfill God's plan for your life. Hopefully you prayed out of your life at some point in time yourself. But if you don't, at least every time you hear me, I pray for you. All right? And I do that purposely. Everything that I say before I preach, I do it purposely because those are things that I want you to see you accomplish, and hopefully you do, but you know, that's up to you. I want to have a magnificent, incredible, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious year. And not only do I want to, I'm going to, because I can have what I say, because I believe that what I say, I'm gonna have it. I'm gonna achieve it, I'm gonna focus on it, and it's gonna happen. All right, not last scripture because I added one more scripture, but last scripture, four more scripture I added to at the end. John chapter 14, verse 13 and 14, read this last year. Gonna read it again because I think it's important because it says this, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. We have not because we ask not. Ask what we will and it shall be done. If there's something you need, financially, physically, spiritually, emotionally, something you need, ask God. Ask him. It's just that simple. I want you this to be your year of ask. Don't gripe that, well, I don't have this and I don't have that. Then ask him for it. Yeah, but I don't care about your butts. Ask him. Well, I'm kind of, are you embarrassed to ask God? He just told us. Jesus just said, ask me. It says, whatever you ask in my name, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. I'll do it. That the Father may glorify the Son. Then he goes on to say, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Yeah, but it's kind of hard. There's nothing impossible with God. Well, I don't see how. Actually, can we back up to a scripture before this? Verse 12 says this, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do because they go to my Father. So the Bible clearly says that we shall do greater works than he did because he's in heaven. Now let's just examine. Do you know what Jesus' first miracle was? He turned the water into wine. That's pretty impossible. All right, he walked on the water. He fed 5,000 men plus women and children with two fish and five loaves of bread. Those are incredible things. Those seem like the impossible things. You know? And Jesus says, the things that I did and greater things than I did, you shall do because they go to my Father. So don't tell me you can't ask for $10. Okay, $100 or $1,000 or $10,000. I mean, you know, see, we think in... Our mind thinks about our own mind. We think about, I mean, we can't even comprehend God, how much he loves us, how much he cares about, how much he wants you to have an extraordinary, special year. I believe it's God's will for you to have an awesome year. I know it is because he gave me the word. All right? And so, you know, if you need something, ask him. Now, here's the thing. Ask is not just a financial thing. A lot of times we only ask him for finances. Maybe we need to ask him for peace. We need to ask him for whatever we need to ask him for. You know, whatever it might be. You know, because a lot of times that things happen, you know, fear tries to overcome you. I mean, you know, I believe if there is a word of the year, it was fear. Now, people will say it was COVID, but it wasn't just the disease. It was the fear of the disease and the fear of losing my business and the fear of this and the fear of that. But we also have the word for that. God has not given me a spirit of fear. See, remember Jesus. Anyone remember Jesus in the Bible? Hopefully. Remember, does anyone remember that Jesus walked the earth as a man? We just celebrated Christmas. All right, and I know that some of you, you know, about your Christmas tree, but it's about Jesus Christ coming to the earth as a man who walked as a man, and as a man, Jesus was tempted. The devil tempted Jesus. Remember that? Anyone read your Bible? If not, that might be a good thing. Start out 2021, first year ever to read your Bible. All right? But when Jesus was tempted, everything out of his mouth was the word. He says, for it is written. It is written, it is written, it is written. Well, if you don't know what's written, you can't quote the word. Every time the devil tries to attack me, then I always give him the word. This is what the word says. The word says that I'm victorious, that I'm above and not beneath. I'm the head, not the tail. The word says I'm going to make it. The word says I prosper. So, man, just ask him. All right, I'm going to leave you off with my challenge for your year. My challenge for your year. And here's the thing, and I'm going to use the word. And actually, I got this scripture out late. It was late in the ball game. I was on my way to church, and I was just meditating. See, here's the great thing about knowing a lot of scripture is that I have a lot of scripture on the inside, and all of a sudden, boom, I was driving here, I'm thinking, you know what? What do I want everybody's year to be like? I mean, obviously, we want it to be awesome and that kind of thing. So when we have our next year checkup here, because I'm going to be here, and you'll probably be here too, because if you're here this year, you probably don't take vacation during this time. You know, you're probably just trying to recover from Christmas. So my goal for your year is 3 John, verse 2. 3 John only has one chapter, so it's really 1-2, but it doesn't really matter. It says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. So my goal at the end of this year is that you're going to prosper in all things. Everything you do. And you're going to be in health. You're going to be here healthy, you know, prosperous. I mean, that's my goal for your year. You know, and you need to make that a goal for your year, because I can't make your year. Okay? And I'm going to tell you, just because you buy Goodyear tires and you roll around on Goodyears does not make your year a good year either. It will make your car maybe feel better, but then maybe Michelin is a better tire for you, so who knows? They do have a better one. I guess nothing beats the blimp as an advertisement, you know. Because I was going to say the Michelin Man's kind of cool, but the blimp is a whole lot more awesome. You know. So I want to see you guys succeed. And I want to see nobody tell me that they had a crummy year. But your year is what you make of it. Now you have 4 days to make this year really great. So, you know, but you have a whole year. And I, you know, so what I want next year to be, I want to be a celebration of how awesome 2021 was. I want to be a celebration, you know, and when you get like 4 or 5 months in the year and things don't seem like they're really awesome, I want you to keep confessing. I want you to look forward toward that celebration of the end of the year and how excited you're going to be. Your year is what you make of it. And 2021 is going to be awesome. I'm excited. I'm writing my vision down. I'm adding to, you know, and I'm excited about what God's doing, not only here, not only in my life, not only in your life, but in this church and this ministry and all around the world. I mean, all around the world, it's exciting to see, you know, how many Rhema grads. I believe we're right around 90,000 Rhema grads around the world. And I know Brazil just had a number of graduations, so I don't have the exact number, but we're if we haven't crossed it, we're really close. You know, and it's exciting. I'm excited. You should be excited. If you're not excited, get excited, because the greater one lives on the inside of you. So how can you not be excited? You know, it's an awesome time. It'll be an awesome year. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you for these wonderful, incredible people, not only here, but watch us online. And we thank you, Father, that you have a plan and a purpose for their life, and help them fulfill that plan and purpose. We thank you that this year will be an awesome year for their life, and we help them to always focus in on the goals and visions that you have for them. Help them reach toward those goals and those visions. We thank you, Father, for everything you're doing in their life. But Father, we thank you right now with heads bowed and eyes closed. If there's anyone here that does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, you know, it's hard to have a great year if you don't know Jesus. So if you're here this morning and you say, Craig, I don't know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, but I want to know him this morning, lift your hand. We want to pray with you. Or maybe you're here this morning and you say, Craig, man, I walked with the Lord for a long time, but I've kind of turned my back and I want to win. I've went away and I want to rededicate my life to Jesus because I want my 2021 to be an awesome year. If anyone is here that needs to be saved or wants to rededicate your life to God, lift your hand. We want to pray with you across this auditorium. We don't want somebody to miss out. There's a hand over there. Thank you. Anybody else? You say, Craig, I want to rededicate my life. I want to be saved. Or maybe here and you say that, say, Craig, I've never been filled with the Holy Spirit. And you guys talked about being filled with the Spirit. I don't really know what that is or what that does, but you talk about how incredible it is. And I tell you what, it is an awesome experience. If you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost, I encourage you to take a hold of that. Anybody here want to be saved for the first time, want to rededicate your life, or be filled with the Holy Ghost across the auditorium? Let's all stand up. If you're here in this auditorium and you raised your hand, or you should have raised your hand, I want to invite you to come down here right now. If you raise your hand or should have raised your hand and you mean business with God, come down right here. Let's change our life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Blessed Savior, I surrender.
Amen. Is there someone coming from the balcony? Let's just, maybe you're back there and you're thinking, well, I should have raised my hand. Man, I wanted to raise my hand. Well, I don't care if you raise your hand or not. Just come down here, because there's nothing more life-changing. There's nothing better to change your year than to start it off right with Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Incredible time, or you never feel the Holy Spirit? That's another experience. It's awesome. You need to get that. Hallelujah. We're waiting for you guys.
Excited for you guys today. You know, God has great plans for your life, and it's going to be a great year. You know, what you guys came down here for are what we call spiritual gifts. They belong to you. Now, we just celebrated Christmas, and you know, one of the funnest things as a kid is that when you're
parents put your gifts under your tree, even you know, because you want to have gifts there before Christmas Day. And, you know, my parents would put gifts down, and I was like, to Craig, you know, from mom and dad or whatever. And I was ready, but I always knew if it said to Craig, it was for me. It was my gift. It belonged to me. I'm here to tell you, your gift has been on the tree for a long time. And today might be 3 days after, or 2 days after Christmas, but today is your Christmas Day when it comes to receiving your gift. You get to open that package. The package that belongs to you, that says to whatever your name is, from God, it's here today. I want to ask that you lift one hand toward God. I don't care whether it's your right hand or left hand. Doesn't really matter. I'm going to pray a prayer with you, and then I'm going to send you to a place, and they're going to pray with you more in depth to make sure you got what you came for. We're going to give you some material. Father God, we thank you for these precious people. We thank you, Father, that you have a plan and a purpose for their life. And we thank you, Father, that we're starting this year off right with you, Father. We thank you, Father, for ministering to them, forgiving them from their sins. We thank you, Father, for making their life brand new. And we thank you for filling them with the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, for everything that you're doing in their life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. I want you to turn and face Brother Greg right here. And just follow him. He has a special place they're going to go. They're going to give you some information, pray with you. And 2021 is going to be an awesome year. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You know, that's what it's all about. Let's reach our hands out to pray for them. Father God, God, we just thank you for touching their lives, Father, ministering to them. We thank you, Father, for just helping them have the most awesome year that you could have, Father. And we just thank you that you have a plan and a purpose for them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, God is good. Amen. God is good. Don't forget, you know, tonight we have the night off. You know, go celebrate, have family time. We'll be back here on Wednesday night. And also, you know, people that you ask about the Christmas lights, a lot of folks were asking, hey, is there any way you can actually extend that to the weekend? So we decided, you know what, why not? We've actually had some of the biggest crowds ever. And so we've extended it all weekend long. So tell your family, tell your friends, you have until January the 3rd, 11:30 p.m. to see the Christmas lights. And it's a wonderful experience. And I know, you know, a lot of times even us, I mean, you know, you drive in, you drive out, but you never actually walk through some of the lights or whatever. But maybe, you know, you have a chance. You know, the hustle and bustle Christmas is over. Now you can experience, you know, that. You guys have a great day, and we'll see you back here on Wednesday night. 2021 is going to be an awesome year. God bless you.